All right, so we're back. Diving even deeper into this ancient text, you know, and it's getting me thinking, like, you ever notice how easy it is to just get totally stuck in that day-to-day, like, grind?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
We're on chapter 10 now, the Yoga of Divine Glories.
Okay.
And it's got me thinking about, like, finding those moments of awe, you know,
Yeah.
especially, I know you're big into mindfulness and all that, so I think this will really resonate with you. So basically, Krishna, who, you know, he's like the guiding force through all this, he reveals these like divine qualities to Arjuna, urging him to kind of see the same divinity, but like woven into everything, you know, all around him. It's pretty intense imagery.
Yeah, it really is. And what I think is so fascinating about it is, you know, it never says that this is like a literal manifestation that you're supposed to be seeing. It's much more about shifting your perception.
Oh,
Like
interesting.
we get so used to, you know, we're just going through the motions, focusing on the mundane, all of that.
Right.
But imagine just like you stop and you actually see that spark, the extraordinary in the totally normal everyday stuff.
Wow.
You know, whether it's nature, people you pass on the street, whatever. Don't you think that would like fundamentally change how you approach the world?
It makes you think, for sure. And speaking of like shifting perspectives and all that, the source, it really emphasizes like humility and gratitude in this context. And it always seems like there's more to it than just, you know, good manners.
It's not just about like your pleases and thank yous, right?
Exactly.
Exactly. Think of it more like this. Gratitude in this deep, you know, spiritual sense, it's about abundance. Even when things are challenging, even when you're in it, you know, it's like the text is saying, hey, look around. There's so much here to appreciate,
I like that.
even when things are tough.
Well, it's more about like instead of focusing on what you don't have, you're kind of actively looking for what you do. That's really cool. And this is actually where I found this very interesting connection to like modern life and
Oh, sure.
stuff,
Yeah, mate.
because the source actually links specifically gratitude practices to like your well-being, even mentions like scientific backing for this, which I just thought was really interesting.
So, I mean, that's the amazing thing about a lot of these ancient texts, right? It's like we're finding out that they're actually like very much supported by modern research and science. You know, there are all these studies about gratitude exercises and how they affect people, and they all show the same thing. Even something as simple as like every day you write down three things that you are grateful for. That can have huge impacts. You can boost your happiness, improve your relationships. There's even evidence that it can have like positive impacts on your physical health even.
That's wild. So it's not just like some woo-woo feel-good
No,
concept.
not at all.
It's like legit.
Yeah, I mean, think about it. If you're in a more positive state of mind, if you're actively cultivating that sense of appreciation, it makes sense that that would have ripple effects into all these different aspects of your life, you know?
Totally.
So yeah, even just taking a few minutes to do that every day, that can make a really, really tangible difference.
That is incredible. So this whole chapter has been about like recognizing the extraordinary and the ordinary, right? And it turns out that like gratitude is like a key part of that. It's like we're being, you know, given this toolkit for kind of like navigating the world with more appreciation, more purpose.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which kind of leads me to thinking about chapter 11, the vision of the cosmic form. If this chapter was about like finding the divine in everyday life, you know, what do you think? Like that title, cosmic form, you know, what kind of shift does that suggest to you? Because it's definitely leaving me with a lot to ponder, a lot to think about. And I'm excited to see where this journey takes us
Me
next.
too.